This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's everything you wanted, it's everything you don't. It's one door swinging open and one door swinging closed. Some prayers find an answer, some prayers never know. We're holding on and letting go. Ross Kupperman, I believe, captures in this song, Holding On and Letting Go, the moment that we are doing this evening. It is the Feast of the Ascension, and it is that period between all the great days of Easter and when we move into the Feast of Pentecost, which is 10 days away, and that gives us this moment. And I believe the church invites us during this very hour, during this very 10 minutes, this very minute, to put ourselves with the disciples as they are standing there with Jesus somewhere near Bethany. And Jesus has told them everything he has to tell them. And now he is getting ready to ascend into heaven. And he's promised them that something is coming after. But they don't have any idea what that after is. And he ascends into heaven. They watch him go up. Both versions, the Luke and the Acts version, they're different. But they both sort of picture this lifting up into heaven. And I want to invite you right now to forget all the science fiction you've seen where we've watched people be beamed up into space, because I think that clouds our picture, and to suspend your disbelief for a minute, your oh-so-scientific brain that wants to figure out how this happened, and just picture it. Just picture the person who has been the center of everything for you for the last 3 years, who has taught you everything, the person that you watched die on a cross, the person that you witnessed as risen, trying to get your brain around that, and then listen to him talk about this other thing that was going to come, this spirit. No real information at all. That person ascending into heaven, disappearing from your sight. Just picture that. Be there for a minute. And you can be there for a long minute, because apparently they stayed in that minute so long that an angel had to come and say, hey, what are you staring up into heaven for? He told you what to do. Go do that. But that moment, when it's everything you wanted and everything you don't, it's one door swinging open, it's one door swinging closed, some prayers and answers, some never know, holding on, letting go, that moment. That desire to cling to Jesus with no choice to cling. The only choice is to let go. And to let Jesus ascend to the right hand of the Father and let whatever comes next, come next. I believe in musical terms, that's the fermata. It is this long, poignant pause that's longer than a rest, that's longer than the note, longer than what you know, and allows room for something else to happen. This night, think about that in your own life. Because is there any among us that doesn't know almost exactly how that feels? I mean, we don't know what it's like to watch Jesus ascend into heaven, but we certainly all know what it feels like to have one thing that you knew so well and that you love so thoroughly and you depended on so firmly fade away. And not sure yet what that next thing is that we can cling to, that next work that we are called to do. Is there anybody here that doesn't know that feeling? That in between? I mean, in my house, we certainly know it very well right now. It is commencement season, right? A daughter who's finished with graduation and is now launching off to high school. To college. I can only imagine what that feels like to her. Yeah. And what it feels, I know what it feels like to her parents. It's that space between the diagnosis and the treatment plan. It's that space between the life and death of a parent or a spouse. It's that space between one job that you loved going away and wondering if you'll ever get another. And if you get it, what will it be like? It's that any space in your life that is one thing to another. What are those things for you? Where in your life is Christ asking you to let go? Let go. So that that thing, that place, that important place in your life can ascend to wherever God has in mind for that. And then wait. Wait for what comes next. Because I believe that the profound hope of the ascension is that when we find ourselves in that place between that one thing and the next, is that we can trust that God is standing right there. God in God's great wisdom doing what God is doing, the thing that we do not understand entirely, and yet God somehow sends an angel into the space to stand right beside you and to say, hey, why are you staring up into heaven? Don't cling. Let go so that the next thing can happen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.